speaking of building them better, we're joined at our broadcast location by an old friend. She is a young friend and talking about technology, smart homes, and living better. She's going to tell us about it. She is Martha Orellana, and she is with the Mr. Steam Corporation. Martha, welcome to the program.
Well, great to be here. Great to see you again, and thanks for the young part.
Well, yes, indeed. Well, we go back a long time, and the Carey brothers and Rebecca Cole have always surrounded themselves by people and product who are on the cutting edge of technology, but more than anything, produce good products that will bring homeowners many years of comfort and enjoyment. And your Mr. Steam is one of those.
Well, I like to think that our products can wake you up in the morning and put you to sleep at night like a baby.
I lived in my last home for 20 years.
Right.
And just recently, my wife and I moved.
You downsized.
We downscaled. Mm-hmm. We downsized. We moved to a 55-plus community. No damn
can't
noise.
I can't live in your community, yeah. Fortunately, but go ahead.
Anyway, a lot of other things that we don't have to put up with there, and I love it. And we haven't stayed there long enough to settle, and we're not sure what we're going to do over the next 6, 8, 12 months. But once we decide to light for sure, then what we're going to do is reinstall a steam shower like we had in our last house for 20 years. And I have to tell you something about this. I got up every single morning, and took a steam shower. And the reason I did that wasn't just because of the pleasure of having a steam shower, but because I had been a carpenter and a tradesman for so many years that I had beaten my joints up.
Right.
With arthritis in my spine and in my legs, in my hips, you know, and knees, it was an absolute necessity to get up and do that steam shower. Talk about invigorating.
So talk.
What's new in that, Martha?
Well, the easiest thing to talk about in terms of steam baths is how quickly you can put one in your home. You have a shower. All you need to do is really convert that shower by adding a steam generator. You got to enclose the shower, of course, make sure the walls are all waterproof.
So if I have, say, for example, a tile shower, and the tile goes all the way up to the ceiling, but the ceiling is not waterproof, I would need to, say, install some kind of waterproof.
You would have to have
like
waterproof.
Tile.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. It doesn't have to be tile, but as long as it's waterproof, that would work. Then I would remove the existing shower door or perhaps install a transom over the existing shower door.
You're on your way to building the perfect steam shower.
Okay. So those are two improvements I've made. What else do I need to do, Martha?
The other thing you need to do is make sure you get a Roma steam pump, and you will be steaming with eucalyptus, you'll be steaming with lavender every morning.
You know, once you add a steam shower unit, James, one of the options that you can have is aromatherapy, where a large container of scented liquid is injected a little bit at a time into the steam shower. You don't even know. It's all taken care of mechanically.
Listen, if you haven't been in a steam shower, you don't know how therapeutic one of them can be. Although I don't have one in my home, I have been to steam rooms, say after a round of golf or something like that, completely therapeutic. And we're going to talk a little bit about aromatherapy, chromatherapy, and remember, who shot JR? Who was JR? That was Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
And before he was on Dallas, he was on?
I Dream a Genie.
That's right. I Dream a Genie. I love Genie.
Yeah.
I love genies of all kinds.
Yes.
And Mr. Steam has a genie, too. Yeah, yeah. And so we want to invite you to stay with us. If you're just joining us, the Carey Brothers live from the Pacific Coast Builders Conference 2011. We are at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. Our guest, Martha Orellana, we're talking about steam.
Steam, pretty, so pretty.
And genies, it's all on the house right after this.